بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is the Sharaf Hudara Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawarallah Marqadahu. The title of which is Ya Subhay Medina, Ya Shamhay Medina. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Ya Subhay Medina, Ya Shamhay Medina. Ya Subhay Medina, Ya Shamhay Medina. Mubarak Tujhe Ye Qiyam-e Medina. Ya Subhay Medina, Ya Shamhay Medina. Mubarak Tujhe Ye قیام مدینہ بلا جانے کیا جا مومینہِ عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ بلا جانے کیا جا مومینہِ عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ 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 مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہی چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہی چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے
نظام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد. Beautiful poem of Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh. When he was returning from Medina Munawwara, spent some time in Medina Munawwara, going back. So he says, the love which he had for Medina Munawwara, Allah give us, create within ourselves the love of Medina Munawwara and the love of anything which is connected to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, Ya Subhay Medina, Ya Shami Medina, the morning of Medina Munawwara, the evening of Medina Munawwara, what enjoyment! May your staying in Medina Munawwara be blessed. The person stays there. And how much enjoyment there is just to spend the morning in Medina Munawwara, spend the evening in Medina Munawwara. Because when you've got love for something, automatically, any time which you spend there, a person, he gets great, great enjoyment in there. And when someone dislikes something, then he's just waiting, when can I leave this place? I don't like this place, I'm uncomfortable. That is why it comes in a hadith coming to the effect that the example of a believer in a masjid is like a fish in water. An example of a munafiq and a hypocrite in the masjid is like a bird in a cage, just waiting to get out. How can he run away? So a person is in Medina Munawwara, he's enjoying himself because he's staying there, he's getting the morning of Medina Munawwara, the evening of Medina Munawwara. And then thereafter he says, Bala jahane kya ja mumina ya alam, tira ke fe khush haram ya Medina. He is actually speaking about the people living in Medina Munawwara, that they are so fortunate to live in Medina Munawwara. And what do the people of this dunya know about the enjoyment, about wine and about drinks, getting intoxicated? What do they know? What is your condition? Or inhabitants of Medina Munawwara, those who are living in Medina Munawwara, or those who come sometime there and they spend some time there, and they are blessed to go and stand in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sadr Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned once in Ramadan, he was there with Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. And he said it was in one of the odd nights, 23rd night or so, and they went in front of Rozai Mubarak, Hazrat took him, and there was very few people, very surprising it was. And then he said, Hazrat started making dua. And then he said he held Hazrat's hand, and he could actually feel like a different feeling, like something was going through his body. And he said, what a feeling he never felt in his life like that day. And he said, this is what was going through my heart, what was going through Hazrat's heart, standing in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What enjoyment he must have been getting there. For quite a while, Hazrat made dua. And then he went out, and Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib asked Hazrat Maaf for disrespect, I put my hand in yours. So then Hazrat said, no, today Ajmin I bought khub dua ki aapke liye, I have a lot of dua for you. So anyhow, Hazrat is saying here, like what enjoyment there is, those Buzrugani Deen, what conditions must be going in their heart when they are standing in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our hearts are dead, we go there, we come back, there's no real feelings. But those Buzrugani Deen, those Awliya Allah, when they stand there in front of Rozai Mubarak especially, Anwarat and the blessings which they are getting in their hearts, because their hearts are open. We cannot imagine the people of the dunya, enjoying themselves in all haram things, in wine and alcohol and in fun and entertainment. But they will never understand the enjoyment of the people who are getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us amongst those people. Then Hazrat says, in the alleys of Medina Munawwara, on every step, a person must always keep in mind the ihtiram and the honor of Medina Munawwara. The ayat of the Quran, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. A person who honors the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is because of the taqwa, and the taqwa which is in a person's heart. To show that a person has got taqwa in his heart. So the sha'air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who respects the adhan, for example, who respects the masjid, who respects Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. And in Medina Munawwara, every single alley, a person has to show respect to it. A person has to be very careful. أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. The Quran Sharif says that if a person raises his voice above the voice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is a sign of disrespect. It must not happen that your amal will be habt, will be completely destroyed when you don't even know it. And the ulama say the reason for this is because you lose your iman. And when a person loses his iman, all his actions are completely destroyed. So because of disrespect, a person can lose his iman also. So in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has got a lot of love and respect, a lot of honor for a person who's got respect, whether it's respect for ulama also, we should have the greatest amount of respect for them. Once Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi was making wudu, there was a river bank, and there was another person who came, and he saw Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, such a great alim of deen, If I'm going to make wuzu here on the upper portion, then my water, leftover water, will go to Imam Malik, and he will get my filth and dirt from my body. So this was how, as a normal person, I mean, it's such a big river, it don't make any difference. But that ihtiram Allah really appreciates this. So he went down the river bank past Imam Malik rahmatullahi on the other side. He took a walk for a distance, and he made wuzu there. When he passed away, he was forgiven because of this action. It showed respect to the alim of deen. So Allah give us tawfiq also, all the places of respect, of honor, Medina Munawwara, every place, a person must have the highest amount of respect and honor there. Medina, 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 Medina. Bara lutfa dheta hai naam hai Medina. The name of Medina Munawwara, what enjoyment it gets. A person gets by saying the name of Medina Munawwara. A person who loves something, aksara dhikrahu. He will automatically start speaking more and more about it. He will start thinking about it. His heart will be there. He'll get enjoyment in speaking about it. So as Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. When Allah is mentioned alone, then the people who don't believe in Akhirat, their hearts have become constrained. They don't get enjoyment. They feel upset, uneasy. But anything else besides Allah Ta'ala is mentioned, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. They get very, very happy and excited. So this is the quality of a kafir, a disbeliever. He's not happy. He doesn't have the connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So if we are speaking about Medina Munawwara, any person who is a lover, he will get great enjoyment in speaking about Medina Munawwara, thinking about Medina Munawwara, desiring to go there. Allah make us amongst those people. Nigahon mein sultaniyat hesh hogi jo payega dil mein payam hai Medina. The person who gets in his heart, not just outwardly but in the heart, the message of Medina Munawwara goes into there. Then all the things of this world will fall in his gaze. All the enjoyments of this world and the things and the money of this world and the woman of this world, when he will get the reality of deen, of akhirat in his life. What is the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That believe in, get a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow my way. And your life is akhirat, the life of the year after. This life is a very, very small life. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a practical example. Allah had given him the riches of the dunya at his feet. He could have taken all of that. But he wanted to show his ummah, that, oh my ummah, my heart is not in these things. So he chose a life of poverty to show the people that an object of life is not money. You shouldn't run after the things of this dunya. And we shouldn't make it the object of our lives. So when a person will get the true meaning, the understanding of the message of Medina Munawwara, of the shortness of this worldly life, everlasting life of the year after, then all the things of this dunya, he can be the king of the world also. Or to become the king will become small in a person's eyes. It won't become something of value. I am becoming a king. Oh, he's such a great person. He's the king of this country. He owns so many things. Because he owns nothing at all. What does he own? He owns sand. A person got lot sand, another person got little bit sand. If a small children are playing on the beachfront, one person got 5 sand castles, another person got 2 sand castles. And one says, hey, I wish I was like that child, I had 5 sand castles, and he feels bad, he gets jealousy over that person. Because he knows at the end of the day that waves will come, and all will be gone back into the ocean. And there will be nothing left after that. So he doesn't feel in his heart, and the small child also realizes that this is nothing at all. But we, unfortunately, living in big, big palaces, it's also made of sand, same like the 10 castles. And eventually the wave of life will come and take our buildings away. Either we will be taken away, or the buildings will go away. So a person who's got understanding of this, all of these things of the dunya, Allah give us reality, it comes into our heart. Sukoon e jaha tum kaha dhoonte ho, sukoon e jaha hai nizam e Medina. Where are you seeking the peace of mind, contentment of heart? The actual peace of mind is in the nizam and the system of Medina Munawwara. The sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many times we heard from Hazrat Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi used to say that if the kuffar also have to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the peace of mind which they are looking for, they will find it in this world. They won't get rewards in the year after because they haven't got iman. But what they are looking for, peace of mind, they will get it in this world by following the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is where we will find peace of mind. And in all other ways, there are many people who write books on happiness, how to acquire happiness. You must do this, you must do that. There was a famous person, Dale Carnegie. He wrote many, many books, and unfortunately many people used to read all his books, and he committed suicide eventually. He wrote all the books, how you must acquire happiness. But at the end of his life, he committed suicide. So his own books couldn't help him and assist him. So in our tariqah, in our way, today many people go to psychiatrists. You see, the most amount of people who commit suicide are psychiatrists themselves. So if they can't solve their own problems, how are they going to solve our problems? Our solution is in the system of Medina Munawwara, in the system of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow that path, inshallah, we will find peace of mind, contentment of heart. O azad akhtar ghamedo jahate, jo ho jaye dil se ghulame Medina. And a person in his heart who becomes a slave of Medina Munawwara, as they say, he becomes free from the sorrows of both the worlds. He's become free from the sorrows of, never mind the dunya also, even the year after. But a person who becomes a true slave of Medina, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the connection he will get with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there won't be worry and sorrow in that person. Outwardly he might have some difficulties and problems in life, but he's got a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then that person, no matter what problems and difficulties come in his life, because of that connection, the problem is outside, but the heart is protected. As Hazrat used to mention always, that if Allah ta'ala can create, if human beings can create a watch which is waterproof, you put it 200 meters under the water, not one vapor of water goes inside the watch. So why can't Allah ta'ala create a heart which is ghamproof, which is worry-proof, in which worry doesn't go inside there? So a person who will become a slave of Medina Munawwara, he will become free from the worries of both the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazeen astafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين. صدق الله المولى العظيم. We are doing this ayat in the tafsir in the morning after Fajr, and we benefited very greatly from it and thought that the beautiful aspects that are explained in this tafsir, share it with the brothers, we all can benefit inshallah. So they are great, the whole Quran Sharif, everything. But sometimes something just takes to a person and we feel that we should share it with everyone. So the surah, at the beginning Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of the figs and the olives. And these are material things which people can understand, and they are great, great benefits. In these fruits, figs and olives, they are very great benefits. And lot of it has been written by Hakims, what the great benefits are. And man makes out what the benefits are. And from then Allah Ta'ala takes of Turi Sina, that is the Mount Tur, where Allah revealed, spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Torah was given to him, and it is a land, Muqaddas land, very honorable land, land of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Baytul Amin, Kaaba Sharif, Makkah Sharif, Allah Ta'ala takes Qasam, and these great, great Qasams, and Allah is taking Qasam. So with the word of Allah is taking Qasam, we can understand this is something very important. And then Allah put it in the Quran Sharif, and Allah is the protector of the Quran till the day forever and ever. So how valuable, isn't it? Then the Jawabi Qasam, for what all these Qasams were taken, Allah Ta'ala says, we have created man in the best of form. So man should appreciate that how Allah Ta'ala has made him. And in various other places also Allah explains, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, that we have given great honor to Bani Adam, Allah Ta'ala says. وَنَفْسِيُمْ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا, as a ni'mat also, Allah says, this body and how balanced we made it. So this human being, Allah made it very, very balanced. Allah Ta'ala also says in one ayat of the Quran Sharif, اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ ضَعْفٍ, Allah is the one who created you in weakness. When a child is born, very weak, he can't do anything for himself. He can't eat, he can't clean himself, he toilet, everything has to be done for him. And then after that, Allah Ta'ala makes him strong. He grows up and he becomes very strong. Physically he becomes matured, mentally he becomes matured, emotionally, in every way he becomes very strong. And then again he returns to weakness again. And old age comes in again. And old age, we all know, we see people who are old, what the condition is of old people. So Allah Ta'ala, all the stages a person goes through. Anyway, with the making of this insan, Allah Ta'ala makes him, and he becomes very, very, he has been created in the best of forms. And every goodness Allah Ta'ala has given him, his bodily form also, and then his inside, his mental capacity, Allah brings it to fruition, to perfection, to the end. And his maturity also, everything Allah brings, and he becomes a very big and strong person. So Allah Ta'ala has created man like that. And then after that, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ We return him again and we drop him أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ Right to the bottom we drop him again. And in there are three aspects which if you consider, we will get great lessons to learn from them. The one is that Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, where normally this is for every person, all human beings, for Muslims and non-Muslims. In fact, for animals also. All this is for everyone. That the starting of a person is very nice, he's weak, and then he grows up and he reaches the climax, the height of his life, and then he starts waning down again. And he becomes weak again, so weak and so at the end that he can't eat himself sometimes. He can't do his own toilet also. And we have been taught the dua also in the Hadith Sharif, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ardhalil umur. That, oh Allah, I seek refuge from you of that life at the end when a person is like useless, when he can't do anything. He is muhtaj of everyone. Eh? We find our people also always making dua that Allah don't make us muhtaj of other people. They are very concerned about that. So this is a dua that we should make, and it is to be made now. When a person doesn't think of it, we don't think of, oh, we think other people are old. They are going through it. And we have to also make that dua, that Allah save us from that condition. Either we pass away before that time comes, or when that time comes, and there are many people, mashallah, whom Allah has blessed also very greatly. Once, very many years ago, we met one person, he was about 96 or 97, in a farm general store. Those old type of stores and that. And when he was the only person who was serving in the shop, about 96, 97, and the shop was quite full with customers. And when we met him, he went to the back storeroom where there was that 44-gallon paraffin drum, and they should pump from there into the bottle. He was busy doing that at that time. So healthy. Once we had one alim from Saharanpur, Maulana Shashi, and he was also about 92 or so when he was here. When he walked out from here, what the speed he walked out, and the bayan also he gave when he gave it here to the students, what power and josh. So you get this, and some people over the age of 100 and they spell so far. But generally, when you reach now, from 40 we start. Then you have to go for checkups regularly, they say now. Then you find now your blood pressure is going up, now your sugar, now all problems start. And by 50, 60, 70, what is the condition of a person? So the person starts waning down. So this ayat refers to that also, that we come to ardhale umur, that old age when a person is like dependent for everything upon other people. He can't do anything. So this is one aspect we must think of in our lives. And in here also, this is that we think for ourselves. Whenever anything we think of others, always give them the benefit of the doubt and think good about other people. And about ourselves, think that we are guilty. So in our young age, how we love, then our old age comes like that. We have all junk food, etc. We know commonly a smoker, then in old age, lung problems that he gets, etc. What terrible conditions he has to go through because of the smoking. A person who is addicted to liquor, what he has to go through. He destroys his bladder completely because of the drinking habit, etc. A person on drugs, what they have to go through, what their lives are. So all the things we must consider. What when we Allah has given us this youth now. And normally, it also happens when a person becomes old, he realizes. And when he tells the young people, they say, but when you were old, you also did it. We say, we made mistakes, you must not make mistakes. They say that, well, we'll also make tawbah when we get old. And unfortunately, this is how it carries on. And young people don't take the lesson. Old people start moaning, groaning, that how are you living, what are you doing, when they have realized the ill effects of all their actions, their bad habits, how they spend their youth. Many of our friends with sports, now they had a knee problem, now they got a back problem. All that lifestyle of that when you were so fit and healthy, and you didn't think about this, then later in life you have to suffer the consequences. But when we see other people, we must take it that Allah wants to give them high stages, that's why they're going through their difficulties. Never take it that because they did wrong. For ourselves, we must take it, it's our wrong. That is a safe route to go. So that generally it refers to this way also, this ayat, that a person reaches that old age when he becomes like redundant, when he becomes useless, he can't do anything for himself. Then another aspect of this ayat is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings a person up, gives him all his capacity and his facility, but he does not use it, or he refuses to use it, or he misuses it. Like for example, Allah gave it to every person. Allah has وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ. Allah has given everything to a person, but when we don't use it, or we misuse it, or we refuse to use it. Like for example, one thing particular in this that we have to be very concerned about, almost all our children who go to schools, any schools across the board, the Darwin theory of evolution is taught, which is kufr, that insan was a monkey, and from a monkey he became a human being. So our children, if they are attending any school, whether it's a private school, a Muslim school, or government school, any, it's in the syllabus, and people have spoken to the teachers, they say we have to teach it. So, and that gets embedded in the child. And it is the parent's duty, if we have any love for our children, and any amal on the ayat, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, save yourself and your families from the fire of Jahannam, we have to work and we have to scrub it out. We have to use an iron brush, wire brush, and clean out their heart, then let that thing come out from them. And we must give them the clear proofs and make them understand. Otherwise, normally, what is said in the school by the teacher is taken to be like wahi. Gospel truth, they take it. And what the Mali staff will tell them, what they hear in the Juma Bayan, what we parents, they'll have doubts in that. The way the whole thing is being made. So it's our duty that we have to take that out completely. Two simple solutions to that is, one is which our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali taught us, that in the history of the monkeys, if one monkey could become a human being, then why till today hasn't another monkey also become a human being? We know that if your one son can become Hafiz, another one can become and they become. One becomes a doctor, another one becomes and they become. But why till today didn't the second monkey become a human being? So that is one, if we explain it, and we have to sit with our children and make sure that they are convinced that this goes out of them. The other is that monkey that became a human being, was he a male or a female? If it was a male, from where the female came, where they could have children. And if it was a female, where did the male come from? Where they could have children. So we have to explain in whichever way, but we must make sure that we get this out. So anyway, Allah made insan, gave him, but now he goes and believes in this type of thing. The Big Bang theory he believes in. And clearly Allah Ta'ala says that we created insan. And Allah in a special way, Allah Ta'ala created insan. So this ayat that Allah gave us this capacity, but we don't use our mind correctly to recognize Allah Ta'ala. As Muslims generally, we believe in Allah Ta'ala. Few of us, and by the barakat of our mashayikh, and especially in my humble opinion, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he opened up on the ma'rifat of Allah. To recognize Allah Ta'ala, and from there on the love of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, generally, I speak for myself for sure, that we were not thinking of this. There is a thing like recognizing Allah. though we read Quran Sharif, everything, and how Allah from the beginning, from Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. How Allah has explained. But unfortunately, that click is not made until we have, and that is why we have to be in the company of the Ahlullah. We can be ulama also, we can be mufassireen also, everything. But till we are not in the company of the Ahlullah, these things don't really click with us. So these things come. So the love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we believed in Allah, we made namaz and that. But that belief is also a very weak belief. It gets very quickly. And somebody else just puts another argument, that our belief falls away. So, and this becomes strong. With ma'rifat of Allah, it becomes very strong. And with zikrullah also, in a subtle way, zikrullah makes this iman very strong in a person. Sohbat of ahlullah, who we stay with, that makes it very strong. So anyway, the second explanation is that these people who didn't use that capacity, and then they dropped to ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ. Yeah, أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ then refers to the lowest stage of Jahannam. They go to the right bottom, the lowest stage of Jahannam they get. That we gave you the opportunity, we made you so high, we gave you that faculty, and it wasn't to be used to make our houses so beautiful, to plan a wonderful holiday in this time, or to plan something else, or anything. It was really meant that we recognize Allah, that we prepare for the akhirah, we realize our responsibilities and our duties. So that is also one very, very important aspect that we have to. The non-Muslims, they didn't. If you are born in a Jewish house, doesn't mean that you are now majboor. You can't do anything. In a Hindu house, in a Christian house, Allah gave you that capacity to find out who is my creator, which is the right religion. And the proof of it also is that there are more than enough people in the world who accept Islam. A priest accept Islam. Brahmins of India and all their priests also, they also accept Islam. So this shows that it is possible, and there are many who are accepting Islam. People who are living filthy lives, they also accept Islam. That means that capacity is in a person, and every person can do this. So that is one aspect. One was that normally life is like that, and Allah made it like that. When old age comes, you go through that consequences. But for example, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, a person who's got great connection with Quran Sharif, till the end his mind will be in order. Right? And eyes of a person who looks in Quran Sharif and reads, his eyes will remain. So there are those things also. And the bad habits bring bad things into a person. All the junk food that we eat, all those things here, they have the adverse effect on a person. Then secondly, that a person, this capacity which we have, which Allah has given every person, but we misuse it, we refuse to use it, we abuse it, and then the consequences also. Then the third explanation of it is that Allah has given this opportunity, this capacity. And like everyone passes this youth of his life, not only youth, but when he matures now. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, some people, very few perhaps, but Hazrat, he is a Hakim, he came across such people that from childhood, they went immediately into old age. They never saw what youth was. They never experienced youth, what youth is and what life is in youth. They didn't. From childhood, they just went into old age. But that's very, very rare. And all these rare things which Allah Ta'ala also shows us is for us to appreciate. That person never knew what youth was. Allah gave us youth. He gave us to be a young man, to all that. Allah gave it to us. It is for us to appreciate it. There are people who don't have eyes. It is for those who have, amongst the many things, it is for those who have eyes to appreciate this great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So the third thing is that this capacity, when Allah has given it to us and we are aware of it now, we must use it. That Allah has given us this brains are not here just to make our dunya, and everyone's brains work, but in a certain way, as we commonly say, that there are some people that we even say they got no brains. No matter how much you explain them, it doesn't work. But when they want to steal, for example, your brains, you lost that how their brains work when they wanted to steal. So there are it depends where you use your brain. Some people in dunya, technology, where it has gone, where brains have been used and where technology is gone today. But you tell them to believe in Allah. There are those who believe also, but there are others who, inventions in this dunya. But when it comes to about believing in Allah, their brains just don't work. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. When it comes to akhirah, then it just, their brains just don't work. So Allah has so this brain which Allah has given, and Allah created this insan in the best form, and see how Allah made him when he was a little child, how he grew up, and we see it all the time. We don't realize it about ourselves, but our children we see, or we see other people's children, how they're growing up. So when we also reach this, when Allah has now brought this maturity to us, and not only physical maturity, mental maturity, emotional maturity, now it is the prudent, wise for a person that he uses this now correctly for his life. And he starts preparing for the akhirat. So Allah made it and has given it to us. And a person that we see regularly, all of us, we attend funerals. We go and see sick people. And some sick people, we feel so sorry for them. And there are those sick people you go to, and they say, this sickness Allah has given me. May Allah not give it to even my enemy. When you go to another person, he's got another sickness, and he also says, this sickness what I've got, may Allah not even give it to my enemy. So all, how many there are, and Allah Ta'ala has given us that when we got this youth, and that is like from the age of when you become baligh, until the age of 40, 50, to look after that period. And that is a challenge. At that time, temptations are very great. At that time, a person is out in the corporate world. He's out in the holiday, festive mood. All these things, everything is there during that period. And we meet some people also who say when they have reached that age, this also doesn't open onto everyone. But they say now when we look back at our life, we destroyed our life. We should have done something else. For example, a person, he said, I should have become a hafiz, I should have become an alim. Alim says, I should have worked more harder, I should have appreciated more. So when a person understands this, so now when this opportunity is there, which generally most of us are in that period now, that we can appreciate this and we make it for our akhirat, for our old age also, and for our akhirat also. And if we let this opportunity go by, our Buzurg, how they have explained to us in the hadith, how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went out of his way to what examples. So many beautiful examples. One of them, like a block of ice, this life of ours, like a block of ice. If we just let it melt away, you won't notice it melting. But you are seeing it, and you're not really realizing it's getting smaller. Before you know what, it's gone. If you took that same block of ice, you put it in a glass of water, should have made it so cold and you could have benefited. But now it has just melted. Our life also is going like that. It's just melting away. And then we will realize, unfortunately, when it's too late. And then in this dunya also, when Allah opens on a person, then he realizes at least he'll make tawbah, hopefully. And then at least he can make amends. But if a person is just in that wild life of his, and he dies like that, definitely he's also going to realize, but in the qabr now, on the day of Qiyamah now, And then, of course, that is definitely too late that a person realizes. How much a person realizes. So how Allah Ta'ala has made insan and how he grows up in his life. And this opportunity that we have got to try to make the maximum of our life. Invest in and make our akhirah. Shaitan and the whole world, everyone, will tell us that you have to see to your dunya also. Dunya is important, etc. You have to see to this, you have to see to that. But the real life is the life of the akhirat, and to prepare for that life. One easy way to understand and grasp that also is from the lives of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, which Allah has put repeatedly in the Quran. And definitely, why has Allah put it, and not once, twice, over and over in different ways? For example, if we take about Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, for 1,000 years approximately, 950, whatever, he preached to the people. He told, for 1,000 years people were just mocking at him, scoffing at him. When he built the ark, they made a big fool, so to say, according to their thinking. Wait, there are droughts here. Now, what happened to you? We told you not to sit with the carpenters. Now you sat with them, you became like them. You're building a ship where there's no water, there's droughts. But at the end, so today also people will tell us, when you're going towards deen and your youth, you want to use it correctly, people will taunt you, past and close people, family people. Nuh alayhi salam's wife also, his son also, all these close people, they will also tell us. But if we know this is the truth, then we just, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how long in Makkah Sharif? In Makkah Sharif, he had to go through 3 years in the gorge of Abu Talib. They were closed there, boycotted, etc. Everything, so much so he had to leave his city. So outwardly, all this is failing. And then in Medina Sharif, it's worse again. The enemies from inside, the enemies from outside, making an alliance and want to attack Medina Sharif. But the end result, till today, what it is shown. So we have to have that yaqeen, that on the Quran Sharif, on the Hadith Sharif, and this life that Allah has given us, that we don't destroy it. And today the thing is that everything, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا, we want immediately everything. Everything we want immediate. So where we see our enjoyment immediately, where we can come out of a problem immediately by speaking a lie, by giving some bribe, anything like that, that we do and we come out of the problem. But that is definitely not the solution. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in one of his advisors, that even if you have to die, but don't speak a lie. That is supposed to be us. We call ourselves Muslims. But we, for anything, even unnecessarily we speak a lie. For no reason. And some of us, such a habit of lying, that it's just in us. And lying is also such a big guna, but it's not regarded as a guna nowadays. So there are many such things that a person unnecessarily also he falls into. So anyway, this life Allah Ta'ala has given us, and this youth of ours, it is to be appreciated and to be used. Youth and this adolescence and then this middle age of life, these are times which have to be really appreciated, and a person will see the great results and the great fruit of it in this world also, in the akhirah. Many of us must be knowing our elders, many instances also, they were poor. They lived an honest life. They worked, they would live a life of hard working. They didn't see the fruit, but in the children all the fruit came out. And they getting the rewards where they are. And the other hand, if we go in a different direction, try and do people down in business, in everything, we rob people, we do, you seem to have a lovely life. And that is what everyone is saying. You have degrees today. You go to universities. Your life you have made. Your daughter's life you have made. Your son's life you have made. You make him an alim. You make him away from where is he going to eat? What is he going to? How is he going to live? That is what the people speak. But those people, and we persevere and we carry on with deen, and the end result is always there. There is no doubt. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this reality and this great treasure that Allah has given us, this body, made it so beautiful, and what capacity Allah has put in it. On the one side you can become the envy of the malaika. On the other side you go asfale safilin, right to the bottom of Jahannam. And that suffering and that consequence. At the same time with that a little bit, that now the holiday period, everyone is in the holiday mood, booking up here, booking up there, the money comes out for it also, and going into such places, destruction for a person. The asbab guna, we have to stay away from guna. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. Where Allah has set His limits, Allah said, don't even go near those limits. But today it won't make sense to anyone. If you're not going for a holiday, there's something seriously wrong with you. People will scoff and jeer at you, you're not going for a holiday. And this is all really at this time like a destruction for our iman. For our whatever we have earned during the year, this is the time we just go, our money also, and it is so obvious. Anyone who just follows little bit of the news of this time, continuous statistics. That how many killed in on the roads. People went for a holiday and they land up in the mortuary. People go for a holiday and for fun and enjoyment they are paralyzed for life. All, it's open in front of us. It's there all the time. But yet it's just such a parda, veil which is over us that it just doesn't click with us. It won't happen to us. It will happen to other people. It won't happen to us. But all the time we see it is happening. Allah protect us all. Allah save us all. And Allah Ta'ala let us understand this and make our lives accordingly inshallah, and to prepare for akhirat, for eternity inshallah.